Hi there, this is eBizQ's Peter Schoaf, and I'm live from the Gartner BPM show in Orlando, and I'm standing across from both Keith Swenson from Fujitsu and Greg Mueller, the Manufacturing Systems Analyst of Electro Scientific Industries, Inc. I did a podcast a year ago with Keith Swenson about the automated process discovery of Fujitsu, and you've actually deployed it, correct?
That is correct.
So tell me about what first made you recognize a problem.
Well, we originally started with our opinion that we had an inventory problem that was a direct result of our opportunity to order process flow that was causing us some difficulty in engaging the procurement cycle too early or on the wrong product. And so we felt that we could use the Fujitsu's AP automated process discovery product to actually determine what we were doing in our process flow.
Great. And so you've deployed it. How is that going?
We did deploy it. We gathered the automated process discovery product, actually provided us the data that completed the BPM on the process. The data actually provided us evidence of the actual occurrences in our process flow that were both efficient and inefficient. And during the course of that process flow and the data that was derived from it, we actually identified a number of areas that were concerning to our product. We identified three separate groups of information. One was the fact that in many cases we were repeating steps over and over again at the same level that was causing us to waste time in our own internal system and cost us dollars. But in the end, it also cost our customer time because the product cycle, the delivery of the product to the customer, was being lengthened by the fact that we were taking so much time in the opportunity to order process. Secondarily, we went in and we found that many of our processes that we were doing was actually changing so that it would come in as the opportunity to order would get to a particular stage. We would identify the inventory that we needed to procure to support that, and then all of a sudden the opportunity disappeared or came back as something entirely different, at which point in time we had to order different material. And then the third step, of course, was that we found that there was a tremendous amount of time spent at specific steps along the way that was definitely not the original plan or the original process flow that we envisioned. And so all of those three caused inefficiencies along the way.
So that seems like it speaks immediately to cost savings and ROI, which companies are obviously very focused on. So is that true?
Yes. We identified 22 projects to improve our ROI. 17 of them were directly responsive to the data that was derived from the automated process discovery product from Fujitsu. Any one of those would have been sufficient ROI to justify the engagement of Fujitsu's product in this process, but all of them combined was a tremendous and a very significant dollar return on investment.
And I guess one of the initial questions is, what made you consider Fujitsu in the first place?
We were put on to them because we heard about their product and we knew that we had a problem, and it just seemed that those two fit together. Their product supported our need to determine the problem we had.
Well, that's really good to know, Greg. Thank you so much for a real use story live from the BPM conference. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.